Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Path Elements Profile blog radio show. Today I am in studio with my dear friend, Dr. Rhonda Ellis, who some of you met last week on the call. She and I, or a couple weeks ago on the call, she and I are just so excited about getting the path and the elements into the hands of as many people as we can. So we're on a mission, right, Rhonda?
Amen, Shelley. We are just going across America.
That's right. We can't wait to get the bus or the RV or the wagon or the covered buggy or whatever it is. We're just really excited to talk about how these tools, the path and the elements, tools and resources married with coaching and leadership and team communication just really ignites a culture around how to get things done, how to respect the elements, and how to focus individuals that are on a mission themselves. So today, Rhonda has brought to the show a good friend of hers, which I just got to meet, Michelle Hobbs, quite the entrepreneur, leader, director, all things healing, it sounds like. I'm getting kind of this picture of. Michelle Hobbs is in studio with us today to talk about how she has used the profile, what perspectives it has brought to her, and a little bit about how she's used it in the past with volunteers and nonprofits. But I'm really excited to hear about this big weekend, Michelle, that you all had in Northwest Arkansas at Healing Garden. So welcome to the show. Welcome, Rhonda. I'm going to let you two kind of kick it off with talking about the weekend. I know you both were involved and engaged all last week with this Healing Gardens opportunity for, I think it was a launch or some kind of expansion. But talk to us about that, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Shelley. And I want to say thank you to Michelle, who's the executive director of the Healing Gardens of Northwest Arkansas. She's in the studio with us. And, yes, we had a magnificent event last Thursday. We had the inaugural garden party, and we are looking to have that every year. And we had close to 300 participants that were there, and it was a kickoff to build awareness for the Healing Gardens that is going to be off of the Razorback Greenway in Rogers, Arkansas. So we'll be starting on phase one in the fall, and that garden is going to be a place for people to go for respite, whether they've had some type of cancer or other type of diseases, whether they're stressed through a divorce or a child, a teenager. We all know how that can be stressful. So it's going to be a place that people can go for some healing and some respite from the challenges and stresses of life. So we're real excited, and we appreciate everyone that participated in that and our sponsors and everyone that made that a magnificent night. So thank you for asking about that, Shelley, and it's been a great thing.
Awesome. That sounds very cool.
It was nice. So I'm going to ask Michelle a couple of questions about the Path Elements profile because she is using that. She's new to it. And she's had lots of good experiences so far, and I thought it would be really neat for her to talk about using the Path Elements profile in the nonprofit sector, because we do have volunteers in that sector, and there's sometimes that you know, the volunteers may not do what we want them to do. So we have to kind of gauge what their personality is. And Michelle's done a really good job about that, about doing that. So the first question that I want to ask Michelle is that being new to the Path Elements profile assessment, what value, Michelle, have you seen for you personally and as a leader?
Thank you, first of all, for having me. The Path Elements profile assessment was such an amazing eye-opening experience for me personally and as a leader. It not only showed me my strengths and challenges, but it also showed me the other elements' strengths and challenges that you deal with daily, whether, again, personal or professional. It just showed me some things that I needed to work on personally. Some of the challenges that I face with, I'm an earth fire element, and so I have some heavy challenges on fire that I personally need to work with. So it has also taught me how to, when I see those kind of happening, or if I'm getting controlling, which is a challenge for fire, I'll know to, oh, okay, hold on just a second, take a breath, and reevaluate. But now I'm aware of those, whereas before I was not. So it was very eye-opening for me.
So, Michelle, tell us about a time where that you've had to allow your element to look at your element and say, hey, I need to pull back, or I need to allow another element to kick in.
So, for example, you know, in a meeting, you're talking with some volunteers, and somebody may say, well, I want it this way, and it needs to be done this way, and you can kind of immediately see that, okay, they may not even know what their elements are, but I see, now that I'm aware of the different path elements that we all have, that fire is kicking in there, that they want to be controlling, and they want it, you know, it's kind of a pushy situation. So at this point, I am learning that, okay, so I'm aware of that. So now I'm going to figure out how to blend maybe some other elements and see if we can move the conversation into a different way and maybe engage them in an element that they weren't aware that they had. And it could be, for instance, my elements are more dominant, earth and fire, whereas my wind and water are not, but I still have those elements. So I'm aware of them now, and I learn how to utilize them in situations like this. So you just kind of, the conversation doesn't have to stop or shut down. You can just, you know, the strengths and the weaknesses or the challenges of these elements, and you move forward. So the conversation continues to move, and nobody, I know it's not personal. I know it's just that's their dominant element, and that's what's kicking in, because I do the same thing. And now I see that after taking this assessment. I know that, okay, let's just try to coach them in a different way and a more respectful way and go, oh, hey. And the best thing about it is if they have already taken the PATH Elements Profile Assessment, you can just kind of say, oh, hey, I see kind of some of your fire kicking in there. Can we maybe look at some of your earth strengths and see what you have there? And then they're not going to take it personal because they know, oh, yeah, you're right. That is one of my challenges. So it kind of gives everybody a moment to breathe and reassess, but without the conversation shutting down. Whereas before,
that's one thing I was going to ask Michelle. Let's jump right in here. And Rhonda, maybe you were going to ask this as well. In other careers, jobs, you know, teams that you've worked with outside of or with nonprofits or other volunteers, what other tools have you used in a like manner? You know, there's lots of tools out there. What have you used in the past that with teams that worked or didn't work? Maybe not as well as the elements, but you've got something to compare it to, right?
I do. I have taken a leadership course prior to this a few years ago when I was working in a nonprofit. And it really, it taught you what you are, kind of what your dominant side is. Like mine is, you know, controlling, very organized, very predictable. So a lot of my earth strengths. And I kind of already knew that. But it would tell you what everybody else, I guess, their dominant assessment is. So you kind of learned, oh, okay, well, they may be a little bit pushy, and they so maybe don't approach them in that manner. But it really never – I honestly can't even tell you now what those are. I just really don't remember those because they weren't as informing as the PATH elements have been to me.
Right.
Like this is
we hear that a lot. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Well, you know, it's just that Michelle was saying that the PATH Elements Profile is so easy to remember because you see the elements every day, the water, wind, earth, and fire, and that it also not allow it only it doesn't show you who you are and your personality, but because of the way the elements are explained, you are able to pick the strengths and the challenges of those other people and their elements. So she said that's what has been so helpful, is because it has been so easy to learn and then also to determine and to pick out the strengths and challenges of the other elements and other people. So
love it. I totally love it. And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was, you know, I'm always amazed that, you know, we all live on this planet so long. When we find a new tool, it's like I was talking to someone today about this new app called Slack. Well, it's not new, but it's new to me, right? A friend of mine tried to introduce it to me, like, I don't know, maybe a year ago. And I was busy using Asana, which I still do. And by the way, we're not getting paid for Slack advertisement here or Asana advertisement. But, you know, I, for some reason it came across my desk again this week, and I took a look at it. I jumped in, I started messaging on it and figuring it out. And, you know, sometimes we get introduced to something that totally shifts the imagination. It totally turns the table on, in this case, productivity, turn the table on productivity, or it turns the table on, wow, I could eliminate these three things by just going to this new thing, right? And it's not that the old is not usable. That's not the message that we want to convey here. It's not that the old is unusable. It's that the new condenses it in a way that saves time. It saves resources. It saves energy. It makes teams flow better and think better and move better. And so when I hear you, Michelle and Rhonda, talk about this, it's like, wow, this is exciting. This is amazing team information that we want every person to experience. And so is there a difference between, Rhonda, for-profit businesses, teams that are using this as compared to volunteers? Like, could each of you speak to that? We've got just a couple minutes left in this show, but could each of you speak to, is it used, would the elements be used differently in for-profit teams than non-profit with volunteers and then paid staff? Could you talk to us about that?
I'll go ahead and speak for the for-profits, because I work with for-profit organizations, and the PEP elements profile works equally as well in the for-profits. And I keep hearing repeatedly, and that's why I keep going back to the PATH Elements profile as a tool for communication and team building, is because I see such results of some of the things that I heard Michelle say when I introduced it to her, and then she's using it in nonprofit. I was hearing the same things. It's easy to remember. It's a wow moment for me, because now I understand that I'm made up of all the elements. However, I am now aware that there's some dominant elements that I rely on. So I can say that in the for-profits, I see some of the same things, and that's what excites me about the PATH Elements profile, is because when I introduced it to Michelle in the nonprofit sector, I was hearing some of the same things. So I'll let Michelle speak for the nonprofit.
Oh, for the hands down, I mean, all over the board, I think whether you're for-profit or nonprofit, if you want a successful team and to be a successful leader and an individual, hands down, you need to do the PATH Elements profile, without a doubt, to move forward and be successful. I mean, and it's so easy, like we were talking about. I don't have to refer back to a book. Once you learn it, you've got it, and you see it every day, personally and professionally.
Wow. Well, amazing. Thank you, ladies, for sharing your expertise, your energy, your excitement around the PATH Elements profile. You can find our profile at pathelementsprofile.com. And you can go there, take the profile. It takes, I don't know, 15 minutes to complete. It gives you this 13-page report about yourself. And then you begin to chew on that and see how this can be applied to families, marriages, homes, teams, companies. Michelle, tell us the URL for Healing Gardens in case anybody wants to come in and follow up with you there.
Yes, it is www.healinggardensofnwa.org.
Excellent. And Rhonda, where can people find you to get in touch with your inspirational self?
People can find me on Facebook. I do have a business page called Dr. Rhonda Ellis, and then also my website address is www.wiseandintouch.com. So just Google Dr. Rhonda Ellis, and all of those things will come up. So thank you, Shelley, for having Michelle and myself on the show today, and we will look forward to a couple of weeks for about hearing from some other leaders in the healthcare industry.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. Have a great rest of the day, and keep inspiring.
Thank you so much, Shelley. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.